This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do just a little brief VP debate recap talk. That was awesome. J.D. Vance, you know, anyone who watches my show, listens to my show, understands that I am not hesitant to rip on people in the GOP. I do it all the time. I probably spend as much time tearing through the GOP because they're useless and weak as I do Democrats. Man alive, that's about as impressive a debate performance from J.D. Vance as I think I've ever seen in my life on the national stage. I liked J.D. a lot. I thought it was a really sharp pick by Trump, and along those lines of criticizing the GOP, before we get into the debate specifics, I have in the past, and I will in the future if I feel like it, criticized Donald Trump for his personnel decisions. I mean, he surrounds himself with dirtballs sometimes, screw him up. You know, if you're going to criticize when someone does something wrong, you have to compliment when they do something right. Donald Trump's selection of J.D. Vance for VP, golly, he looks awfully smart now, doesn't he? It was dynamite. I don't have another way to describe it. It was dynamite. Now, why was it dynamite? First, you know what? Actually, pause on that. Let's deal with walls for a second. I'm going to do something that I never do. I'm going to be nice to the dirty commies. I realize we're dealing with lower expectations. I thought Walls would be a disaster because he's such a liar, such a disaster of a human being. And he's so frenetic all over the place. It's like he's on crack cocaine the whole time. Walls was not that bad compared to what I was expecting. I realized he did not have a great night. He kind of had that bug-eyed look. And he did say he was friends with school shooters. Someone should check in with Tim about that. But in all seriousness, it shows you his nerves. It was obvious from the very opening that he was nervous. And he just kept having to look down at his notes. He couldn't complete sentences. He was unbelievably nervous, especially for a man who's his age. In doing this long enough, big stage, bright lights, it got to him a bit. I didn't think he was as big of a disaster, but that's the thing. Part of the reason he wasn't as big of a disaster, I'll get to the moderators, trust me. Part of the reason he wasn't as big of a disaster as I thought was he, look, in school, in high school, I don't know if this ever happened to you or if you ever saw it. You know, there was always like a big bad bully in school, a big bad dude. You can either fight the big bad bully or you can just kind of befriend him. I don't think it took very long in that debate for Walls to realize that he was overmatched, to put it mildly. J.D. Vance was just barbecuing him. He was destroying the moderators. J.D. Vance was just destroying everyone. He was killing it. And Walls decided to spend the rest of the evening doing that head nod thing and agreeing with everything J.D. Vance said. Well, I agree. I totally agree. And plus, Vance, let's talk Vance now. We'll get to the moderators at the end. Vance was so calm and, I want to say complimentary, but in kind of that backhanded compliment kind of a way. Well, I think we both agree on this. It's just that all your policies are evil and demonic. That kind of stuff. Vance really, really disarmed him while destroying him. I thought he did very well. Now, why did Vance do well? Debates, the reason Walls didn't kill it is he was nervous and he couldn't think. Debates are all about timing. That's it. Reading the temperature of the room. When do you parry? When do you punt? That question at the end about J.D. Vance, or about J.D. Vance, about January 6th from the moderators, obviously that whole thing was designed to make Trump look bad, make Vance look bad. Vance punted on that question. He punted. Why? Because he has to. That's the question you have to punt on. When do you punt? When do you parry? When do you attack? J.D. Vance was so cool and calm right off the bat that he was masterful at that all night long. When to parry, when to sidestep, when to blast away. He stayed focused on the issues. He told stories. And yes, I know there are a million and one things you can nitpick. And after I spend the night kind of digesting it, going through my head and watching video clips of it over again, I'll probably watch the whole thing over again tomorrow because I'm a huge nerd. There will be things that you could adjust. There are things I don't like. I don't like using their language. I don't like using terms like gun violence. I don't like calling illegals migrants. There are things I don't like, but that was obviously part of the campaign strategy. Speak to the norms, the normies out there. JD knew every issue, was calm, cool, collected on every issue, did that kind of smirking, happy warrior thing on every single issue. It was one of the better debate performances I have ever seen. He spent, what was it, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes? These things are supposed to be an hour and a half, I should note, and they always go an hour and 45 minutes. He spent an hour and 45 minutes barbecuing walls and barbecuing the moderators. Now, let's stop talking about Vance for a moment. We'll come back to that. I know you're angry about the moderators. You're angry about how CBS handled the debate. I'm angry about it as well. But allow me to just kind of get you ready mentally for this. A lot of the things, this goes for a lot of things we see now that are so horrible, we try to convince ourselves, I do this, it's a coping mechanism, we convince ourselves that, it'll go back to the way it used to be. But most of the time that's not the case because we're yanking left and we're going crazy so quickly. What happened during the first Trump-Biden debate? It was celebrated by everyone. It was celebrated by you. It was celebrated by me. I stayed up. I never stay up late. I stayed up, I think, till midnight or 1 a.m. that night. I never do that anymore. I'm old now. I stayed up till midnight or 1 a.m. What was I doing? I was binge-watching CNN just to enjoy the Democrat tears as they were all giving Joe Biden's eulogy. Oh, my gosh, the worst night ever. And we all celebrated that night. I did, you did, we all did. It was a great night. But Democrats learned a lesson that night. And it's something that is going to happen now in every single presidential debate you will see, every VP debate you will see going forward. I'm not talking about this election cycle. For decades, the moderators and the channel itself, so that'd be CBS and those two hags that moderated, they were all adamant that what happened to Joe Biden, the ending of his political career on national television because of such a bad debate performance, they're adamant that will never, ever, ever happen again. And I guarantee you, cross my heart and hope to die, they've been pretty much given instructions that that better never happen again, no matter what. It didn't matter if Joe Biden went up there again, if Tim Walz pooped his pants on stage. It didn't, no matter what, the channel and the moderators have been given instructions to ensure that their candidate doesn't look like a complete idiot and bomb and end his political career on the stage the way Joe Biden did. While we were celebrating that night of Trump Biden, the system, the commies, they were making a decision too, and that decision was, this won't ever happen to us again. And that's why you saw during the Trump-Kamala Harris debate, we're all screaming at the moderators. I came and did this afterwards with David Muir and Lindsay Lip injections, and we're blasting them. They were so biased. They were so this. And then tonight, everyone's saying the same thing. Every question was from some dirty commie perspective. Tell me about federal paid leave and all this other crap. Well, they're never going to let even a middle-of-the-road question go by. They've all been given instructions. Make sure the Democrat doesn't bomb. That's why it looked bad. And every single one of them will look bad going forward. We'll deal with that another time. The Republican Party is going to have to get a lot sharper. But my overall impression of the night is Tim Walz wasn't great, but he was never going to be great. He's a moron. He probably didn't hurt Dome any more than she's already hurt. He didn't hurt Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance, I think J.D. Vance probably helped Donald Trump a lot tonight. I did the best I could during the debate. I'm trying to watch and trying to text. And the same thing we're all doing. Same thing you were doing. I did the best I could reaching out to family, friends, even fairly non-political people, women, men. I wanted to see what people saw. And there wasn't a negative word. And in fact, I got a bunch of, if I wasn't doing this on my phone, I would tell you, I got so many of, I'm so impressed. Wow, that was impressive. Wow, I had no idea. Wow, who is this guy? One of them said, where's he from? Why have I never heard of him? J.D. Vance got elevated probably to superstardom tonight. And this is me. This is King Cynic Jesse, who rips on the GOP all the time. J.D. Vance was amazing tonight. That was a performance for the ages. He should be very proud of himself. Spoke about what he wanted to speak about, while at the same time giving enough of an answer that it didn't look like he dodged. It was just, it was a masterclass on debate. That's how I will put it. Now, I will discuss this entire debate in more detail tomorrow on my TV show. I'm right on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. My radio show, The Jesse Kelly Show, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern, plays nationwide. We'll play clips. We'll discuss it in depth. We will laugh. We'll make fun of Tim Walz. And we will point out the fact that Tim Walz said he's friends with school shooters. Anyway, we'll do it tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.